the Amalekites as Moses getting tired with his hands raised and he needed help. Amen. So I know we're all trying to do the work of the Lord, and I appreciate meetings like this when the ministers come in and preach to us and just kind of direct us into the altar. And wasn't that a powerful altar service today? Amen. I appreciate that. That's everything, isn't it? Getting help from God and the power of the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost working our hearts and our lives. Appreciate Brother Parks and Suits and what they had to say. Look forward to Brother Darrell Meadow and Brother Mike Blue tomorrow. I believe God spoke to them to speak to us. And but tonight I appreciate Brother Randy Webb willing to come and preach for us. I told him I was going to introduce him. This is the best we could do on such short notice. But amen. I feel like we've just got one of the greatest. I appreciate Brother Randy Webb, both as a person and both as a preacher of the gospel. And I mean that. My children, my sons, they just love him. And I appreciate him. He's always willing to take time for others, but especially preachers' children. He has been a special, special blessing to my family and my boys, and just that he's taken time for them, and they just lift him up, and they don't think there's any better than Brother Randy Webb. And I feel like that tonight, don't you? Amen. I feel we're in for a treat to hear the word of the Lord. So would you stretch your hands toward heaven, ask God to bless him, to bless us tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord. To not enjoy being here, I don't know what you'd be if you're not enjoying being here tonight. Amen. But I tell you, if you're a child of God, you are, this is as close to heaven as you're going to get till you get to heaven. Y'all feel that way? Oh, yeah. Come on now. Is that right or not? Y'all not? Shake your head a little louder. I can't hear you there. Okay. Yeah. I tell you, this is tall cotton for a child of God. All these preachers, I don't know if there's a sinner within 10 miles of here. Well, maybe a little closer than that. But I want to kind of honor. I'm going to Luke chapter 10 tonight. Just preach a very familiar text for you. But I do want to say that I am honored, humbled to be, to preach here tonight, fill in for the Brother Sutherland and the preachers, a lot of capable preachers here, all of them are. And I think it's humbling to be here to preach to you preachers and feel the least among you. And I want the Lord to help me. Y'all are my friends, and I know you're going to help me preach some. Not long. I'll preach a little while. Brother Crane, he got all most of my message, the ha's and the amens, and took that right out of me. So I they don't need to preach that again. So I may not be up for 10 minutes. Amen. I made a mistake of listening to one of my sermons the other day. I just woke up early in the morning, and so I decided I hadn't listened to one of my own sermons since I was in Oklahoma when I was 21 years old, brother. Brother Rich gave me a tape of me preaching at his church. He said, listen to this. It'll help you more than anybody's. And I looked at it, Brother Darrell, and it was my... About halfway through the sermon, I realized how it was going to help me. I didn't listen to another one for a lot of years. And the other night, I listened to my preaching, and I think I said 20 times, y'all not helping me. And I thought, man, how does anybody listen to me? I went, Brother Javi, I went and apologized to my church. I said, I was preaching at the home church, and I just kept saying, y'all not helping me. And they was looking at me like, we can't anoint you, preacher. Huh? Y'all must know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to preach a little thought tonight, And I appreciate all of you so much. Wonderful crowd here. And, you know, we'll have an altar. Some of the best people in the world are here tonight. And I know God wants to speak to us. I know he does. And I honor these elder preachers, Brother Crane and Brother Birdsong, both. In my life, I was saved at the Tabernacle in Richlands. And Brother Ralph's in glory tonight, and boy, won't we miss him. And but the Hortons are great people, and they loved great people. And they exposed me to great men, and it saved my life. Saved my life. And I love being a child of God. The devil ain't got nothing on me tonight but his eyes. That's the way I'm going to keep it. How about you? Think you can go to heaven? How many thinks you can make it? Woo. One old preacher said, you're not in heaven yet, preacher. He said, no, but heaven's in me. Hallelujah. That's close enough for now. Can you say amen? Going to read this, the message here. I don't know if this is going to shock you, but I'm a simple preacher. I know that's going to shock you. But I want to preach this what the Lord spoke to me a few weeks ago, praying, and I'm going to use this text in 10th chapter of Luke. If you have a Bible, read there. And then we'll try to come to an altar. That's what we're lacking here tonight. Just about all we lack is just coming to this altar. And, boy, I tell you, a minister's meeting, you don't have to pump and prime and beg people, you know. Somebody come and sing, you don't ever see anybody go. And you may see that when you go home. You don't see that a bunch of preachers. You don't know if you got to do it, whether you feel like it or not, don't you? Huh? I want you to go to the 10th chapter, read along with me. I'm going to begin reading with verse 30. Can you hear me okay? A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. You need any more detail than that? We really don't need that much. I could have just read that a man fell. That's all really we need to know. We got more detail, but anymore, if that happens, and I'm, you know, we just want to do an investigation here. This ain't my message. Everybody say praise the Lord. But the scripture says a certain man went down and fell among thieves. We stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, there's no need for me, I know most of you standing here on the scriptures, and that's tough when I preach between every verse, you know, but I'm going to try to get through it, read my text. But we've got a culture that's down. And you know, I spend a lot of my time preaching on how they got down, why they're down, and all of this. But really, God's been dealing with my heart lately to try to get some folks up if I can. Yeah. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. And let me read on. This won't take long. I'll just tell you what the Lord spoke to me. The Bible said, now listen to this. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Now, everybody knows that a priest, you know, is really the a ministerial symbol here. And when he saw him, he passed on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Now, and on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Now he asked this lawyer, now, which of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And, of course, you know, this Jew couldn't bring himself to say the Samaritan. He just, he that showed mercy. And I love this. Go and do thou likewise. I want to preach to us tonight. Won't you lift your hands this way and ask the Lord to help me? Praise the Lord. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll try to be brief tonight because I just want the Lord to touch us tonight some way. I want to preach tonight, and I'll give you my title here in a minute, just while I felt the Lord speak a title to me. I'll give it to him just a little bit before I quit. But I look at this scripture, and, you know, this man, there's no need of diagnosing this man. We know what happened here. You know, this man was on this road that was heavily traveled. And a man looked at this man, a thief looked at this man, and when he looked at him, he saw someone that he could take advantage of. That's what he saw when he saw this man. Now I'm not a thief, praise the Lord. So I when I look at men, I don't think of there's someone that I can take advantage of. But that's how this thief looked at this man, someone to exploit. Someone to take from. And so that's what caused him, the man, to wind up in the place that he was now, beaten, wounded, half dead, stripped and shamed. Amen. Because of what he appeared in that individual's eyes as a one to be exploited, one that was vulnerable, and one to take advantage of. That sounds like the devil to me. Don't it you? I tell you, come on, church. I tell you, when the devil looks at this world, you know what the devil sees? Amen. They see someone else to take advantage of. When the devil looks at our children, he looks at this generation that we live. Y'all going to help me now? I'm not going to preach long if you'll help me. If you don't, I don't know what I'll do. Amen. But I want to preach to you. Amen. But I want you to look. Amen. When the religious crowd, is that the right way to say it? That might not be the proper way to say it. But when this Levite and this priest came by, they saw the man also. And they had a idea in their mind of this individual. Amen. I don't want to say it represents really the church world. No, I don't guess. But these men, these 2 men, as much as I know, a priest and a Levite, of anybody in the whole country was expected to give some relief to this man, it really should have been, in my way of looking at it,
It really should have been the priest. Mosaic law told them not to look away from an individual in need. But here they did. They looked upon this man, as a nuisance. Come on now. He looked upon this man as someone to ignore. Come on, help me preach a little. And I want to tell you, we need revival, but we're not going to have revival as long as the church is ignoring the man. Come on now. I want to preach to us tonight. And I ask myself the question, what was the about, the difference? Why did these men walk, and there's a dozen sermons in here, why did they walk on the other side? And I may be seeing too much in this, Brother Gabbard, but you know when it talked about, the men, the Levites, really they were part of the ministry. Do you understand? They were the ordained, anointed, called out, separated for the very purpose that they were there throughout today. But they were not fulfilling the very calling. Come on now. And I told you, the Lord spoke to me. Called out. What's God called me to do? To look religious and walk on the other side of the road. I wish somebody would say amen. I felt God speak to me. And there's a reason. I really believe that these men walked and ignored and saw these men, as insignificant and really a nuisance and decided to ignore them. I want to tell you something, church. Just because we can ignore the world does not make us spiritual at all. God did not call us, to ignore the world, but to reach for the world. I wish somebody would say, amen. I want to live holiness, and I want to have a good church, and I want to keep the creed. But listen, I get a message out of this, and I wondered, why did these men walk on the other side? Now, I'm getting too much in this, Brother Philip. Tell me later in privacy. Huh? But the Bible said it by chance. By chance. Woo. Y'all ain't getting this yet. By chance. When it said it, when it talked about the Samaritan, it didn't say by chance or coincidence. It said on his journey. I want to tell you, I don't want to just stroll through this world by happen chance. Amen. I feel like, the steps over here, I was about to miss it there. Amen. I don't want to just get my credentials, Brother Philip. Amen. And stroll through this life. Amen. Walking on the other side of the down and out man. Help me preach a little bit. Amen. And just by chance, or coincidence, this man was on a journey. Amen. I want you to know, G.W. Birdsong, did not just by chance wind up in the Ukraine. Come on now. Brother Crane did not by chance write these theology books, and he loves it. Are you hearing me? It's down to the marrow of his bone. I tell you what, we need a generation, Brother Kevin, that are just not by chance, but are on purpose. Are you listening to me preach? I'll tell you, this meeting here, we didn't just come here to enjoy the surroundings. I told Brother Ingram, I said, this meeting is so unique because every preacher that come, they know absolutely sure that they're not going to be preaching because the names are on the list. Are you listening to me? You didn't come here to be seen or to see, but you come to get something, from God Almighty. We've got a world, Brother Birdsong, that's dying, that are beaten and down. Come on now. We need a church that goes to church for a purpose. That we're here on a journey. Come on now. And we're not going to be caught off guard. If we see a man down, we're going to know how to pick him up by the power of God. Boy, I'm a long way off.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to have to get up here. I'm causing havoc with my dear, precious friend back here, brother. Amen. Jeff Mathis is a buddy of mine. And if he could put some more anointing on this, I'd appreciate it, brother Jeff. Hallelujah. Can't do it, can you? Huh? I'm preaching to you tonight. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to hurry. Do you know what I feel like the difference in this, in these ministers that walked on the other side? Brother Ryan, amen, brother Don, I don't want to be called on the other side of right. You hear what I'm saying? I don't want to get so sanctified. Amen, and so holy. Amen, and I want to be sanctified and holy. But I don't want to get so, sanctified and holy. Amen, listen to me. I don't want to get in such an organization and just delegate and legislate everything. Amen, and you know most committees are not committed. How many knows what I'm saying? Amen, I want to, amen, God to use me. Amen, I felt him speak to my heart. This message came out of a prayer. It came out of, amen, of a complaint, a prayer of complaint. Oh yeah, I'm going to finish up with my title at the end. Amen, but I begin to wonder what? What was the difference in this Samaritan and these Levites and priests? Amen, what was it? I'm going to point it out. I want you to look at it. Here's my message. The Bible said, this Samaritan went to him. Help me now. And I got to hurry to it. He put in the oil and the wine. And he took him to an inn. Huh? And then the next day, am I right? Hear me. Here's what he did. How many can see me from back there? You know what he did? He got down in his pocket. Oh, there's the difference. He went down in his pocket. And he pulled out 2 pence. It cost him. You ain't getting this, are you? And that's not where it ends. Woo! I said that's not where it ends. Amen. You know what he said? When I return, hear me now. Oh, yeah, if that's where it ended, Brother Milligan, if it was just the 2 pence, everybody'd vote for it. Oh, yeah, here we go. But, brother, that wasn't the end. Amen, sometimes I think we come to church, at the Holiness Church. I don't mean to bore you tonight. Amen, but I believe we come to the church at King Mountain, and we're willing to pay the 2 pence. Amen, come on now. But this man didn't stop there. And here's what separated the religious crowd, amen, from the Good Samaritan. It was the cost of the care. Are you listening to me preach? Oh yeah, oh I care. We want to speak in generalities. Take up an offering and send it to the homeless. Amen, but there is a name on that homeless man. He needs an arm around the neck and a prayer. You're not helping me preach. I'll tell you what, it's time. Amen, that we got out. Amen, of the ritual and out of the form. Amen, and go near to the fallen man and reach down to the fallen man and reach in their pocket. Amen. Come on now. You know, can I preach a little more? Y'all going with me? Here's what he said. When I return, whatever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Up to this limit.
No.
You ain't getting this. You know what we're lacking, church? We're lacking this last. Hey, I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. We're lacking this last. Oh, yeah, we'll go the second mile. We're like that one guy that turns the other cheek and then his war's on. Hallelujah. God just said one cheek and then the other. That's two. That's all. One man said, I'm trying to live for God. You say that one more time.
It wasn't you. I didn't know you did that. I was talking about somebody else. Y'all ain't helping me preach. Amen. I don't want to preach to you. You say, y'all still don't get this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, amen. I'm almost done. I want you to get this. He said, I'll repay. He didn't say how much. Amen. There's the rub right there. Amen. Come on now. There was no price. Amen. No price too great. Amen. To take care of the fallen man. Are you listening to me? No limit. Oh, I wish I was a preacher here tonight. Amen. I try to tell you the difference. Amen. In this Levite on one side of the road. Amen. He didn't see someone to exploit or someone to ignore. He saw someone that needed him and somebody he loved and somebody he could help. Oh, if somebody would say, amen.
I was praying. I'll be brief. And I was complaining. I'll just be honest with you. Lord, you see what I've done. I'm tired. Y'all ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm just fessing up here. I'm tired. Hear me now. Miles, I gave him the mileage. Look at the mileage. I bought another new vehicle in December. I put 52,000 miles on it. I'm not up to 4 million yet, thank God. At $3.20 a gallon, you got to be a pretty well-off guy, wouldn't you, huh? Are you there?
Yeah.
And while I was walking the floor and some other personal things, and I let the Lord know what I had stood and put up with and what I, amen, and I heard the Lord's voice say to me, yeah, there is no price too high for a soul.
Amen.
Amen. That's my message tonight. No price too high. Now, I know I'm going to preach to you about 5 more minutes. I'll tell you, we're a sanctified lot, and we can give our 2 pence. But, brother, there's no limit. Amen. When this world is dying and going to hell, amen. Come on now. Amen. I'll tell you what happened to me. You know what I did? Amen. I fell down on my knees and asked the Lord to help me. Oh, come on now. Amen. Give me a new burden. Amen. For the lost. That's what I did this morning. At 6 o'clock, I ran to Bristol in the snow, amen, to pray for a man that's lost, that was going under the knife, amen, and having heart surgery, amen. I wanted to talk to him. I rolled the bed all night. Should I go and miss the service, amen, or should I go after the service, or what should I do, amen? Are you listening to me? And the Lord said, he's lost. Are you listening to me? He's not saved, amen. The surgery, the doctors can handle, amen, but the salvation, they don't know anything about. So I got up and I headed up there. Amen. Come on now. Because he's a man in the balance. Hey, come on now. I tell you what, church, we need to cast our lot in. Amen. There's no price. What's it worth for a soul? What's it worth for a soul? We can't put a limit on it. We can't just do as long as it's the two. You're not getting this. You know what the difference is? It's the cost of the care. Now listen, I've heard people say, and I don't agree with this at all, but I've heard people say, boy, they'll point at a group that goes door to door and all this, and they say, boy, they're putting us to shame. But they're not. Now hear me. Hear me. Matthew 23 talked about a group of people that compassed land and sea to make one proselyte. And when they did it, they made him a twofold child of hell. Now God spoke to me in that. He said, you don't want to be a preacher from hell. Are you listening to me? You ain't getting this at all.
Amen. I said, he was talking to me. And I looked at them preachers. Amen. And you know what they did? They had a zeal, but no anointing. Amen. Come on now. Amen. That's right. Amen. They had an energy without an inspiration. I wish somebody would say amen. And I appreciate all of the modern things we can get a hold of. But brother, listen. If we lose our message, if we lose our closeness to Christ, if we lose... Sorry, listen to me. If we keep our zeal and lose our unction, amen, we're going to get some converts, but it's not going to be to the right thing. And our next generation will be worse than the first. With somebody say amen. You know what we like? It's giving it all. Sky's the limit. Amen. Nothing's too high. No cost too high for a soul.
What the Lord said to me when I was giving my little pity party, how tired I was, how wore out I was, how I was wearing out everything I had and things I'd put up with, amen, to preach the gospel. And the Lord said, ain't no price too high. Amen. I want to preach to this wholeness people here tonight. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. I know we get disgruntled. Amen. I preached about Hazel years ago at Bristow. Anybody remember me talking about that poor woman? Amen. That kept coming through and taking money. And it was just breaking me up. And I got a little disgusted with her. Are you listening to me? Amen. And then when the story all come out, and I prayed with her in intensive of care unit, and she said, preacher, I've got right with God. And at 3 o'clock that morning, amen, they called me. She'd put my name down as next of kin, and she had left this world. Are you hearing me preach? With a little 12-year-old girl. Oh, I wish I could preach to you. I'll tell you, when I put her in the ground, I wasn't a bit ashamed to say I'd help this woman. Are you listening to me? Amen. It cost you. It really didn't cost me anything. Amen. To get in her presence where I could share the gospel with her.
I wish I was a preacher tonight.
No price too high. Think about it. What would a man give in exchange for his soul? Bristow, Oklahoma. I went there the first time in 1980. Met all those patriarchs in that big open air tabernacle. And I never got over it. Huh? You know the circumstances probably. The camp was sold. They had rented all those years. How many years? 75 years or more? 59 years? And, well, I tell you, they was in a kind of a perplexity. How many knows what I'm talking about? A meeting had been there that long. And, boy, when I got the call that they bought 16 acres of land within rock-throwing distance of the old camp, bought and paid for, amen.
Well, brother, I'll tell you, we're in the last days, I think we might order this. We ought to be more prudent and more discretionary.
You shouldn't have said that. Oh, you didn't say that. I said that, didn't I? You say, what? What? You mean build a camp meeting? Huh? I'd say Dolly probably built another roller coaster. Y'all don't even know who I'm talking about, do you, sanctified people? Are you listening? You ain't helping me. Amen. I want to tell you, I was preaching there. God bless their hearts.
I was preaching there one night when I seen that old preacher that was down and out, leaning on the hood of that car. Amen. And God pointed him out to me 200 feet down. Amen, Brother Anthony. Amen. And I thought, what is that guy doing out in the parking lot leaning on the car and me up here preaching? I felt the Lord say, when you make this altar call, there's your altar call back there. I made the altar call, went around the building. Amen. Slipped in behind him, nearly scared him out of his shoes. Amen. I said, brother, and I was preaching and at the altar. He just jumped. I said, man, while I was preaching, I saw you lean back here in the darkness, and my heart went out to you, and God said to come and talk to you. He just fell apart. Amen. He said, I was sitting here. They voted me out of the church a few weeks ago. I was about ready to give up. Are you listening to me? And he said, I said, God, there ain't nobody knows I'm here, and they don't even care that I'm here. And about that time, God said, go back there and tell him you saw him, and you're glad he's here. Are you listening to me? If that Bristow camp saves that one preacher that was about to go down, you ain't getting this. Amen. I'll tell you, it's a small price to pay for a soul. Nothing is too high a price to pay.
I'm almost done. Now, the statistics. If you listen to the news, I wouldn't recommend it. If you haven't ever listened to it, I wouldn't recommend starting. But you hear a lot about income inequality. They did a study, an unbiased natural study, what causes income inequality. Of course, they hated to report it, but and I hope you take this right, but most of the poverty came from sin. Now I know y'all wasn't going to help me. That's just what the survey said. And it said they found a connection, number one, to people, husband and wives, that stayed together and raised their own kids. Well, what a concept. And the other point they made was they found that people that were consistently going to church and devoted to their religion was elevated out of the poverty. You think I'm getting ready to do a Kenneth Copeland deal, don't you? Huh? I'm not. I'm going to tell you something else. God saves you. He does save you a lot of money. But here's what I want to tell you. You may be sitting here and you say, well, you know, if I pastor this church, I'll have to downsize. If I pastor this church, I'll have to give up my Escalade. Now listen to me. If I pastor this church, my kids won't be able to go to college. And you say, well, you're going to tell us they will be? Maybe not. Maybe not. Huh? But there's no too high a price to pay for a soul. You ain't getting this. Am I telling you the truth or not? Am I telling it right or not? And I tell you, as God pulls these screws down on in this world and economic pressure, we're in this world with them. I believe in the rapture too. Is this? I don't know if it's going to be soon enough for me. Amen. I prayed for it today and it didn't come. Are you listening to me? Praise God. Amen. But I'm preaching to you to tell you this. If you do have to buy a used vehicle and you do have to wear the same shoes, amen, until you put cardboard in the bottom, are you listening
to me. If you do have to move to a town where the factories have all shut down, amen, listen, I want to preach to you a little. That's a small price to pay for the soul of a man or woman. I wish somebody would say, amen. What if it was your soul? I'll tell you, we still need it. You say, but preacher, I'm poor. Amen. Yes, we've all been there. Are you listening to me preach? And sometimes circumstances leads us into sacrifice. But brother, that's the church. Amen. It's going to help the down and outer.
Am I right or not? Stand with me all over. God bless you. I want to preach to you. You ever complain to the Lord? You ought to go ahead and admit it. I have. I've admitted it. Huh? You ever complain to him? You know what he says? No price too high. Am I right or not? Now, there's some of us here tonight, we'll go to a certain limit. But I don't think that's what God wants. That's not what his son did. His son went all the way. Take up thy cross, deny thyself. Is that missing? Is that missing in my life? I think so, maybe, son. I need God to help me. I've crisscrossed the country. I'm just privileged to do it. I preach. I don't know where all else. Can't keep up with it all. Tax time comes. You know, I had to pull out all these records and stuff. You mean I went there? I can't remember. Wonder what I did, what I said. Huh? Y'all don't believe that. I get tired just putting gas in the vehicle and driving. You know, that poor old woman on that GPS, her voice is getting weak. She said, turn around at the first legal U-turn so many times. Amen. She's getting wore out. Huh? I'm getting tired of just doing it and going, driving to Oklahoma just to have a series of meetings and nobody gets saved anymore. Yeah, come on. You understand? Yeah. Oh, I know we got to maintain. I know we got to. I know we got to, like here, we got to bless one another and encourage and strengthen one another. But hey, look, somebody fell. What was their name? It didn't say. That Samaritan went down, and you know, the Samaritan was really the enemy of this man that was in the ground. Right. I'm going to tell you, when we get to where we can help our enemy, we're getting ready to have revival.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Huh? Oh, come on now. Am I right or not? Somebody lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Woo! You believe in old-time religion? You believe holiness is right? You believe that's the church, amen, that leaves the other side of the road and goes to the down and outer? How many remembers the day you were down and out? Oh, come on now. I said, how many remembers? Amen, no price is too high if we can rescue. I don't know what it'll cost to build Bristow back, but it's a small price to pay for one soul, one life. Come on now. Let's pioneer another church. Amen, you say it's hard work. It'll be worth it. If you can get one family saved. Y'all believe this? How many believe this? Do you believe what I'm preaching? I know you do. I'm looking at people all across this crowd that have sacrificed and labored. I don't want you to lose focus. If just one soul walks down that aisle.
Yeah.
I believe in the gospel power. I believe in men and women like you going into your communities and sharing in the anointed gospel still works. Is that right? It still works. Amen. They're going to sing, and I'll tell you, I don't know how many's here. Great crowd. I want God to touch you tonight. Hear me? You know, and I want you to come. But you know, we have a lot of personalities in the church world. But there's one that's missing so much in our searches. It's not the musicians, it's not the austere preacher, the humorous preacher. We got all kinds of, but the personality that is missing the most is he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed. That's what we need. You don't have to carry a tune. You don't have to be able to study commentaries. You don't have to even be a shouter. If you'll just be a steward of the grace of God that you've enjoyed. Y'all ain't helping me preach, are you? When we lose the vision of the man that's down, we'll be on the other side of the road. Am I right or not? Let's pray. God love you. I love you. It'll get better tomorrow. Come on.
Just one more song. Sometimes child.